AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The World Health Organization is worried about Mpox, formerly called monkeypox. A global health emergency has been declared over the spread of Mpox in Africa. The WHO's Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says there is not enough vaccine to treat it.
The detection and rapid spread of a new clade of Mpox in eastern DRC, its detection in neighboring countries that had not previously reported Mpox, and the potential for further spread within Africa and beyond is very worrying.
So far, there have been more than 14,000 cases of Mpox, and more than 500 people have died. Unlike in previous outbreaks, where lesions are mostly seen on the chest, hand, and feet, the new form causes milder symptoms. It makes it harder to spot, meaning people might also sicken others without knowing they're infected. Ernesto has strengthened to a hurricane.
In Puerto Rico, where there are some power outages and rain, people are recovering from Ernesto, which packed 70-mile-per-hour winds Tuesday. Tourist Oliver Andres describes it.
It was blowing so hard, it was a struggle to open and close the door. But after that, it's been, I'd guess, around 30 to 40-mile-an-hour winds. It has been completely manageable.
The National Hurricane Center's Lisa Bucci says Ernesto became a hurricane after leaving Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. It's now over water heading to Bermuda.
We are keeping a close eye on it, and, you know, watches or warnings could be necessary.
She says Ernesto is creating swells affecting the Caribbean and could reach the U.S. East Coast by the end of week.
And the swell could cause life-threatening surf and rip current conditions.
I'm Julie Walker.
A top Hamas official says the Palestinian militant group is losing faith in the ability of the U.S. to mediate a ceasefire in Gaza. Ukrainian forces pushed on with their major cross-border advance into Russia's Kursk region, claiming they took more ground. This is AP News. A charity working with homeless people in Auckland, New Zealand, unknowingly distributed candy with methamphetamine.
The candies were placed in its food parcels after the sweets were donated by a member of the public. In a news conference, Auckland City Missioner Helen Robinson said,
"Tests confirmed immediately that the lollies contained, and this is very important, potentially lethal levels of methamphetamine."
Robinson added that staff had started to contact up to 400 people to track down parcels that could contain the sweets, which were solid blocks of methamphetamine enclosed in candy wrappers. The sweets had a high street value of over $600 per candy. Authorities said three people were treated in hospital after consuming the candies, but were later discharged. I'm Karen Chamas.
Minnesota Vikings rookie quarterback J.J. McCarthy will miss the upcoming season after right knee surgery. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.